We are discussing marijuana, and there's been a book out in the US about, it's called Hard Truth, about the medical downside of marijuana. Also, we are facing that referendum next year. Should we legalize, decriminalize pot? We are joined now by Dr. Stephen Child. Dr. Stephen Child, welcome to the Weekend Collective.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. First question, is cannabis really a medicine?
Well, no, that's a really good point, actually. I mean, I would begin my comments by saying technically there is no such thing as medical marijuana. Because if you take some loose leaf of a plant, there's 104 different chemicals in that leaf. They may have certain benefits, they may have certain risks, but there's no way we can know exactly what you're taking, so there's no way we can call it a medicine that we are advising for or against.
See, my view is that the whole medicinal cannabis thing, and it's been found to be efficacious for some people in some situations, it seems to me to be a stalking horse for the whole legalization argument. Do you accept that as fair?
Yeah, it could be. But, I mean, even the word in it you had said in your sentence, I mean, when we're talking about marijuana, for example, there's a drug called morphine. It comes from the poppy plant. We don't tell people to go out and smoke a poppy plant. Instead, we tell them to take a drug called morphine. Digoxin comes from a plant called foxglove. We don't people say to eat your foxglove plant in your back garden. We give them a drug called digoxin. So there's marijuana, which is a loose leaf, and there are some drugs that are then derived from that plant.
As far as where we're at in New Zealand, that we're going to have a referendum on this next year, we've got some research out during the week saying that 80% of 35-year-olds in Canterbury, for example, had tried marijuana at some point in their life. This seems to point towards that referendum being a yes vote, that it should be decriminalised for personal use. How concerned are you by that prospect?
Well, I think I'm concerned. I mean, as you know, in California, they've legalized medical marijuana as such in California. And as I understand, surveys have shown there that 10% of the people who are using medical marijuana state that they're using it for medicinal purposes only. 45% say they're using it for mixed medical and recreational use. And the rest say it's purely recreational. And the average medical marijuana user in California, I understand, is a 31-year-old unemployed male with back pain. So are we just using this term of medical marijuana as a backdoor way to use primarily for recreational use?
There's been, let's say, surveys of what's happened, not just in California, but Colorado. And one of the takeaways that I found interesting, Doctor, was that the numbers of people who used marijuana, as I understand it, didn't increase, but consumption by regular users of marijuana deepened. From there, you get the risk of psychosis, you get the risk of schizophrenia. I want to ask you, is our medical system prepared for cannabis legalization?
Well, yes. So you're getting into the conversation of benefits and risks for an individual and then benefits and risks for society. So the current evidence suggests that there are three potential benefits for the drugs that are derived from marijuana. That's spasticity and multiple sclerosis, some forms of chronic pain maybe, and chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting. Those are three conditions which the evidence looks pretty strong to show that there's benefit. On the other hand, there is just as strong evidence to show that it definitely increases schizophrenia and some other psychoses, lower birth weight, motor vehicle accidents, and chronic bronchitis. There's moderate evidence to suggest that it increases mental health diseases in our society. And, of course, we already have an epidemic of mental health in New Zealand. It's the commonest. 40% of the world's population are affected by mental health illnesses. It's the number one human impact. And this potentially would increase that.
Doctor, we've got to go. Yes or no? Are you for legalization or against it?
I'm against it.